try to answer your questions.
How did Kellen Gardner grade out, and would you see in the film?
Well, we'll keep the grades private, but they played well, you know, and they actually did an outstanding job. I thought Kelly did a good job. He was playing against big physical guys, and he matched up well and played hard. You know, there really were no missed assignments to speak of. And then in Gardner was the same. I thought those guys stepped in just like, you know, the guys that stepped in the week before. They did a great job.
Nick was more effective targeting the running backs and tight ends than he was with the receivers on Monday night. What did you see there?
Well, don't you think it's a pretty good idea to throw it to Sproles? Right? But there was no design there. You know, we did target the wide outs at times, and we like to spread the ball around. And, you know, I think it's natural for folks reporting on the game to try to make comparisons. You know, we did this maybe more this year than last year. The only comparison that we're worried about is coaches, and the only thing we're worried about is in week two this year we're 2-0. Last year we were 1-1.
I think specifically what I meant was that there was – he did target the receivers. I mean, Macklin had 11 targets,
sure,
and 4 catches, so there was not quite that same connection. I was just wondering what was happening between him and the receivers.
Well, then you should have asked that. That's what you were getting at, right?
Then
just ask me. But, no, the point is we targeted the receivers, and, you know, there's numerous reasons why it doesn't, you know, we don't connect. But, hey, we're moving forward. You know, I think we did. We feel good about whoever we throw to, and we saw it last year. Last year at this time, we were talking about where is Riley Cooper, and at the end of the season, he had a great year. Got to look at this thing in total. We know when you put together a passing game, production comes in bunches, and so we anticipate that everybody out there is going to make plays.
Pat, nice to see Sproles was just given Offensive Player of the Week. Nice to see him get that recognition, and can you just talk about what he's meant to this offense in 2 games?
Pretty obvious, I think, when you watch the last 2 games. He's a dynamic playmaker. From the running back position, does a great job running the football. That run that he scored on after LeSean ran the ball in on 3rd and 15 kind of shows you what we're hoping to get out of that group. And I'll tell you what, he's done an outstanding job, not to mention what he did with the ball when we threw him screens.
Now, from afar, you watched Sproles in San Diego. You watched him in New Orleans. Are you doing anything differently with him, or is he playing any differently than he did in those 2 places?
No, we're using him in a way that we can best, you know, take advantage of his skill set. But no, we didn't look at those offenses and design plays based on that. You're seeing plays run within our scheme that he does well.
Is it different than he was used in the past?
Oh, I don't know that. I've watched him in the past, and I've seen him make plays as a runner and as a pass receiver, so I'd say it's similar from that standpoint.
What's your biggest challenge so far against the Washington defense that came up with 10 sacks and what Ryan Kerrigan is doing?
Well, they're outstanding individually as players. You know, when you look at Arakpo and Kerrigan, they do a great job of setting the run and setting the edge on the defense, and they kind of earn the right to pass rush. And when they do that, they're outstanding. That's an outstanding front. Then you add Hatcher to it. We saw he gave us some problems last year when he was in Dallas, and so that front is very, it's a formidable, you know, it's a good front, and we're going to have to be on our best in terms of blocking it.
It didn't look like you guys did much to help the line and keeping Shady or tight ends much. Was it different? Any different up front in terms of protection and helping?
No,
guys?
We ran our offense. Yeah. You know, we didn't do anything, or we didn't feel like we had to make any adjustments because guys weren't holding up.
Back with Sproles' skills and the athleticism that you have up front with your offensive linemen, how nice a marriage is that with regard to the screen game?
Well, it is. I think our linemen are very fit and athletic, and they move around extremely well. And that's important when you're running screens. You know, screens are deceptive plays. It looks like you're throwing the ball, and then all of a sudden you put the ball in the perimeter with guys out in front, and their mobility adds to it. Not to mention, and I covered this after the game, you know, guys that naturally run screens well, they understand how to deceive the defense and then catch the ball.
And why does your offense, the last first 2 games, struggle the first half, and in the second half, I mean, obviously you've seen some. Yeah.
Well, it's happened the last 2 games. We don't want it to be a trend. You know, I just think we don't, when we look back on it, we're not doing anything too different. You know, we're just not executing at a high level like we are later in the game. And there's good to be taken from that. We've proven twice we can come back on good opponents and win. But that's not the most ideal way to do it. And so we just need to execute better coming out of the locker room. The guys are ready to go. They're ready to play. We just got to execute better.
How much of that is tied to the running game and, you know, to the spotting in the first half, the first couple of weeks, and then you kind of, you know, had some big runs or whatever to break things? And
yeah, I think you got to look at games in total, you know, and so we're the one thing we do an outstanding job of, and it's part of what we do, we're going to run the ball consistently throughout the game regardless of the situation down and distance. We ran one in on 3rd and 15. And so, you know, you just got to stay patient with the run. There's a lot of times when it's 2 yards, 3 yards, 8 yards, you know, then all of a sudden, boom, 15. And so, you know, we're going to hopefully keep getting our yards rushing because Coach consistently calls them.
The boy's pretty hard on himself. He doesn't feel like he's playing to his best ability. Do you get a sense of that frustration? Have you talked about it with him or anything like that?
No, I think he's driven to be great. And I think he wants to do everything he can to help us win football games. And I think it's good when the game is over. We as coaches are hard on ourselves. And when you hear a player talking that way, then, hey, he's got a chance to continue to be great because he's always looking to improve.
Getting back to the screen passes, what makes it so effective with guys like Sproles and McCoy, you know, running it?
Well, I think screen passes are effective when they think you're going to throw the ball. Or let's say they feel like they're going to rush you, you know, and kind of get after the quarterback. You know, that's probably the more global way of looking at it, when the rush. And so you get separation between the rush that's coming really hard and then the second and third level defenders that are dropping maybe out. There's that room in there to complete the football. And that's really what happened Monday.
Can you use it more with guys like Sproles and McCoy? I mean,
well, you can't do it every play. You know, if you know everybody knew you were throwing screen passes, you know, there's an element of deception to them that, you know, we all know what that means.
Pat, do you see a problem with the drops?
No, I don't think so. In terms of the receivers.
I think
certainly we can do a better job in this one isolated game of catching the football, but everybody's done a good job catching the ball to this point. I don't see anything that, you know, anything that wasn't correctable.
Pat, you don't see any rest in terms of Riley maybe not getting enough preseason snaps or Macklin coming off a year of inactivity?
I'm sorry, don't.
You don't make any kind of connection about the drops and maybe them needing more reps? Or
no, I not at all. I think they're playing through it. You know, it's. I don't like to compare last year to this year. The only comparison, and I made it earlier, is we're 2-0 as opposed to 1-1. Last year at this time, Jeremy was on IR, right? Yeah, last year at this time, I think this week, Jordan Matthews was in Nashville getting ready to play UMass, right? Darren Sproles was in New Orleans getting ready to play the Cardinals, and Nick Foles was on the bench. So, you know, this team's evolved. And I think there's been some good things in the last two games that contributed us winning. But there's plenty of areas where we need to improve. And I think teams, that's why you practice. That's why you train. This is a sport that you have to train every single day. And there are things that we'll do better today in practice and training than we did in the game on Monday. And I think that's important.
What do you think is playing the part of your second half?
Yeah, well, we believe in our process. We believe in the way we train, and we feel like we stay strong throughout the game. And I think that's, you know, I guess if we're going to talk about that, you would have to probably ask the teams that we play how they feel. But our guys have done a good job of continuing to play fast throughout.
If I can test your memory a bit, you're close to Michigan State program. Foles and Cousins were there together, 07.
Right.
Did you know of them when that job was open originally, and do you remember them that 2007 year when they were both freshmen?
Sure. Yeah, I remember.
And what do you remember of them?
Good players out of high school, and they were both at Michigan State, and they were guys that had a bright future, you know, and I think it's played out. I think there were – somebody was telling me this four quarterbacks from Michigan State that won games this weekend. Yeah, we were sort of known for running the ball. That's pretty neat, you know.
You were talking earlier about the athleticism of your offensive line. Yeah. You've been around a lot of centers in your career. Any as unique, uniquely athletic as Jason?
He's unique in a lot of ways because he's a very fast thinker, which is important. He's very quick, and he really kind of keeps us going in the middle there. But he's very intense, and he's also very hard on himself. And then not to mention the fact that he's a little leaner than some guys playing in there, so his ability to run around and make blocks, whether it's in the run game or in the screen game, is a little unique.
Ertz played more snaps than Selleck for the first time in his career. Is that something that's just a natural progress of what we're seeing out of a kid that's obviously blossoming?
Yeah, I think it's just a one-game sample size. I think they'll both play in the game. All three of our tight ends that are up will play.
Pat, I know it might be a question for Bill for defense, but sure. You guys scouted Kirk Cousins a lot because he was one of the guys that on the board. Does that help in this game, knowing that you've seen more of him than just what he's done in the pros?
Yeah, I think we've both seen him. I'm going to test my memory again, but when we were in Cleveland, Billy and I were in Cleveland together, RG3 was injured and Kirk Cousins came to Cleveland and played extremely well, and we ended up losing that game. He's a good quarterback, and whatever the system is he's playing in, that was in the Shanahan system, now he's playing for Jay, he knows how to play the position, and he learns what you're supposed to be doing and where the ball goes, and I think that's what makes him effective. And you can tell he's good at going through his progressions. He understands how to play the position so that if it's locked down outside or he can't get to 1, 2, or 3, he'll use his legs and run in the proper way. And so he's a good player.
What's Nick doing well in these first two games, and what does he need to do better going forward?
Well, I think he's done a good job. Obviously, he's making better throws sometimes than I think he's getting credit for. And I think he's done a good job of helping us win football games. He's making his best plays at the most critical times. And I think that's important to display. And he's done that to that point. He's no different than anybody playing and coaching in the first two games. We need to do a better job of getting a fast start. And I think that's something we'll work on.
Yeah, two more questions.
Is it possible for a running back that's used to being great by Shady to start trying too hard? I mean, we talk about that in other sports. And do you have to worry about him because he's 17?
No, I don't think so. I think he really wants to be great. You know, and the message, we were visiting just a few minutes ago, and I told him, I said, last week he had an outstanding week of preparation. And I said, let's not worry about Sunday yet. Let's just try to think back to how well you prepared on what was Wednesday. It was Thursday, technically. But what was our Wednesday training session? And just try to repeat that. And then tomorrow we'll come in and then we'll try to repeat what you did there and then just kind of build it up. And then if you do that over and over and over, then the results will take care of themselves.
Pat, what's the biggest challenge on such a short week, you know, as a coaching staff?
Well, you got to get right back on the stick. You don't have the normal flow of the week. And I thought our guys had done a great job. We had our walkthrough yesterday and we didn't do anything too physical because it was their kind of their recovery day. But now we're back out here and it's a Wednesday. So we get back at it, do what we would do on a normal Wednesday, and then just try to find time. I think the key thing for the players is to make sure that they get their rest because we got home late, and try to find a way to maybe sneak a little bit more rest but not cut back on the preparation.
Okay.
All right, good. Thanks,